Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome
with RJ and Channing. Let's just get right to it first, because we typically don't have the TV on while we're recording, but we are right now.
But we are. The American Derby is on.
It's called the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, it's called the Kentucky Derby.
Well, we're not in America right now, so it is the American Kentucky Derby.
Is there a Canadian Kentucky Derby?
No. So I was just making sure, because I made them turn this on at the restaurant that I was just at. And I was teaching them things about how awesome it was.
What can you teach someone about the Kentucky Derby?
It is the greatest time you'll ever have in your life.
Okay.
Because imagine going to a sporting event where everybody is right.
I did hear LeBron
say. Do you like this horse?
Say,
perfect.
I did hear LeBron say today that you guys miss all the fun things.
Oh, we miss all the fun things.
Well, no, not true.
Coachella.
Right, being in the playoffs.
There's a couple of us that miss the fun things. Channing typically gets to have a good time.
Well, not anymore, because, hey, do you ever see like National Geographic where there's that big shark? And then there's the little itty bitty sharks underneath the big shark that
those
like
aren't sharks, but keep going.
Oh, they actually are tiny little miniature shark thingies.
What are you saying? They're not sharks.
That is me and Richard. So LeBron is the big shark, and guess what? LeBron needs us to pick the ticks off him.
Oh, jeez.
Right, you know,
that is the worst.
Sharks have ticks on them?
It's Shark Week. No, sharks don't have ticks.
I've been.
They have water ticks.
They have water ticks.
Yo,
what are you
guys?
Saying?
That is nothing to joke about. I've been bit by a tick before.
Well, that's because you're from Lord knows where. God. You're out in the woods like children of the corn.
LeBron's first year back, the day before we left for the finals, I had a bullseye rash. It was the scariest thing in my life. You know that.
Okay, please explain that, because there's a lot of jokes that go with that. Come on.
Well, medically.
Rob was so tickled.
Medically, a bullseye rash symbolizes that of being bit by a tick, which then could cause Lyme disease.
Ooh,
yeah,
Lyme disease,
scary.
Which a lot of people get confused with MS.
Really?
Yeah, because your body can go into random convulsions.
Oh, that's scary.
Random thing I saw on Good Morning America, a woman had Lyme disease,
yeah.
And she got pregnant, and it helped balance her out, or they don't want to say cure her,
yeah.
But once she had been struggling with Lyme disease, and like she would show like her body going into like convulsions and like stomach and all this other stuff, and then she got pregnant, and a lot of the convulsions.
So if you have Lyme disease, just pop a baby.
I don't have Lyme anymore, because although the doctor said that you could use the picture of my bullseye in a textbook – I was put on medication within like so many
seconds.
Hours, and I was on it for a month.
How much did you pay for that medication?
I don't even know. I just said, give me whatever you got.
Oh,
make
wow.
sure this does not get in my bloodstream.
That's so American.
With that said, because the Kentucky Derby is going to happen while we're sitting here, we should all pick a horse.
Oh, we already picked the number 10.
I need the names.
I'll tell you what.
I just go off the coolest name.
I typically go with the fourth horse. In the
number
fourth
one
race.
Is Looking at Lee. Number two, Thunder Snow from Ireland.
Wait, what's number 10?
Number 3, Fast and Accurate. Number 4, On Trap. Number 5, With Cleveland Ties, Always Dreaming. Number 6,
dreaming.
State of Honor. Number 7 is Gervin. Number 8, Hens. Number 9, Irap, with a P at the end. Number 10 is Guevara from Venezuela.
Oh, my Venezuelan homies.
And
what's up, dude?
The cheapest horse in the whole.
No, no, we don't want
field.
That one. We don't want that one.
We don't want the Channing.
You also don't
we don't want
the gray
Channing.
One.
We don't want the Channing Frye of horses.
No, no, no. I paid for a couple of dinners.
Number
trust
11
me,
is Battle of Midway.
Trust
number
me, 12, I had to get the 87 gas instead of 93.
Sonneteer. Number 13 is Jay Boy's Echo. Number 14, Classic Empire.
I like Always
15,
Dreaming.
15, McCracken. 16, Taprit. 17, Irish War Cry. Number 18, Gormley. 19, Practical Joke. And the last horse on the field
ooh,
is
that's mine.
Patch.
I like Patch.
Or we could just look on, or we could just look
the
on
the 13 to 1
favorite. No, 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 no. So listen, you don't want to bet on a gray horse. I don't think a gray horse has ever won a Kentucky Derby.
Guys. Although if the favorite wins today, it would be for the first time in 100 years.
A gray horse. Nine to two. How
5 years in a row, the favorite has won the race.
What? Always Dreaming was going to be the one that I won.
Wait, who's number 10? What's the name of number 10?
Guevara.
Guevara. The Carnival.
Look at her legs.
Richard, you
dude,
asked.
Dude, these horses are
like
pristine.
Beautiful.
They're
beautiful.
It's
they're beautiful
unbelievable the you don't. You cannot appreciate the.
Yes, you can.
So, Channing, you've been to the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I did the whole Kentucky Derby experience.
What does that mean?
Number one, when you get into Louisville, everybody is extremely nice. There's no, like, if you're going to a sporting event, there's two sides. Mm-hmm. When you go to a Kentucky Derby, there are no sides. Everybody's there for two things, well, three things, to have a good time, to drink, and to bet. Right?
I would say that drinking and having a good time goes together.
Well, some people get a little loosey-goosey, okay? Listen, some people get lost in the sauce. But when you, like, if you tell people, hey, this is my first time going, like, I don't know how to bet, I don't know what horse, they're like, listen, this is what you got to do. I've been coming here for 20 years, or I've been coming here for 10, or this is my second time. Somebody showed me how to do it. People are so nice. Everybody just wants to have a great time, even if you don't go to the even if you don't go to infield. I wasn't on the infield. I was behind, inside. I did all, you know, got a little pricey. Oh, listen, geez. I had to change my budget up for a little bit, but it was worth it. Just going around the city, everybody is nice. Every restaurant is good. They're so accommodating. And then the actual excitement of every race is crazy. Even if you bet $20, $5, just the way the betting works, you could bet $1 and win $1,000.
Did you win?
I won.
Yeah, tell everybody how much you won, Channing, at the most prestige, at the most famous historic racetrack in America, maybe in the world. You go to the Kentucky Derby. Geez. You have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to bet. And
on
to be
American
there, you saw
Pharoah.
An American Pharoah, and you won how much money? Tell
$100.
Everyone. $100.
Jesus. What?
Jeez. How much do you bet?
$20.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
So you really only made $80.
That's $80 more than I came out with.
No, it's not. No, it's not. How much did you spend on drinks, food, your outfit?
Oh, what'd you look like?
Oh, shit. I killed him, girl. Listen, I was killing him. Look, check the Instagram, Real C Fry. Scroll down. Your boy was killing him. I got at least 7 compliments.
Did you pick out your outfit?
No. My guy from Mario, Sam, holla at your boy. Red seersucker pants, cigar brown shoes, red, white, and blue linen, like patchwork jacket, glasses, straw boat hat, killed the game. Let me tell you, I don't dress that good. I murder sesh.
Well,
murders. I don't dress that well. I dress to not get made fun of. But that night, listen, your boy killed it.
So had you ever gone to the racetrack in San Diego?
Once, and
that's a good time.
I barely made it out.
So in San Diego,
I barely made it out.
So in San Diego, it's called it's in Del Mar. So it was right by the street by my house, the house that we keep talking about, the ranch. But it's called Where the Surf Meets the Turf. So it's really it's literally right on the ocean. But the best thing about it is that it goes on for like a month and a half. So like a random Tuesday afternoon, if you're bored, you'd be like, we can go to the track. So you go to the track. It's beautiful out. It's 80 degrees. It's in San Diego. And you just start drinking and eating and hanging out. We went to opening day. Opening day in San Diego. It's not the Derby, but it is. It's one of the best.
Oh, my Lord.
Of the best parties that you can go to in Southern California. Oh, opening day in San Diego. I'm talking about everyone's dressed. They have like these huge hats. It's just a good time. It's a now as we look at Allie trying to scroll through Channing's Instagram to try and find his outfit. Jesus.
Channing.
Killed him.
Let me see.
I said I was going to be the judge of this.
Be the judge. Your boy done killed him. Listen, what is this, Walking Dead? Because y'all look.
Let me see this. Let me see this.
Pick the jaw.
But this is what I want to tell everybody out. So if you go
pick
down.
Pick your jaw up.
If you go,
was
it's May 2nd, 2015. This is why. You want to know why Channing looks so good and why he was so prepped and just so dialed in?
Was it the Bloody Marys
No. The reason why you look so good, Channing, is because he had about 2.5 months to prep for this outfit.
Because
he wasn't going to the playoffs.
I had four different outfits.
Channing wasn't going to the playoffs, so he was like, 4 months from now, yeah, let's start planning my outfit for the Derby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I planned it right after All-Star break. I knew what was good. I haven't busted out, but I'm going to tell people about my double-breasted pink suit, pink and blue suit that I got. I'm going to wear it one day.
That's one of the rare times that guys can play dress-up.
Oh, it's the best.
Guys can play dress-up for the Derby. Like, you can wear something so outlandish. Like, over the top. And in San Diego is the only opening day, yes, which is similar to the Derby that I've been to.
I was there on a great weather day, mm-hmm, right, which is tough because it rains a lot there. And I was there where it was like they can win the Triple Crown. So it was even more excitement. And, like, we got the passes to see the horses.
Yeah.
And I went with the wife and mother-in-law, where her ex-husband's, like the husband that had passed, had, you know, his family. So that was a real big thing for her and my wife's sister and my brother-in-law. So it was like a big thing for their family to go back to Kentucky where their family was from. And
is this your wife's husband? I mean your wife's dad?
My wife's stepdad.
Oh, okay.
Who passed away. Anyways, dude, to see these horses, and we live good. We stay at nice hotels. We eat good.
Is he about to compare us to horses?
No. I can't compare us to horses because they live a better life than we do. These horses are constantly being – did you not see how they train now? They don't even train on the track. They train in water. Like, they run on a track maybe once or twice a week, but they run them in water to keep them in shape.
They just said one of these horses was bought at an auction for $1.2 million.
Oh,
that was
cheap.
It was the most expensive. That was really? The most expensive. Ever?
No, your horse is worth $115,000.
What about mine?
Oh, my God. Your horse is worth poop.
You want to hear my Kentucky Derby story?
Yes.
In 2003, I was doing the NFL. I was the voice in Spanish of the NFL. So they invited me to do the Triple Crown race. Owner of the company I was working with had a horse in the race. So he wanted to do the races in Spanish. And Funny Cy was running the race.
Right.
And he was a gelding. Gelding is called G-E-L-D-I-N-G. And that means it's a horse that has been castrated.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And he was like,
you don't want those.
He won it. He was like the Spanish broadcast.
He was angry that he got his nuts
He was
cut
like
off.
The Spanish broadcast was the race because every horse was in a barn, beautiful air condition and everything. And he was outside in a tent. There wasn't enough room for him, I guess. I remember looking at him and saying, man, go out and kick some ass. Like, dude, he won the first two races.
It's crazy that, like, when you think about these horses now, not to, like, diminish the personalities of these horses, but, like, the guys who bet on them look at these horses in the eyes. And so, like, you could tell if a horse can't deal with loud noises, they can't deal with, like, competitiveness or how they race, if they need to be, like, on the left side of a horse or the right side of a horse.
Yeah, there's a sign. There's a sign.
It's crazy.
That's everything, yeah.
Has anybody out there, fans, and anyone here seen Hot to Trot?
Is it a movie?
I was not talking to you, Allie. We established that. Hot to Trot was a movie.
Really mean.
It's the truth. But Hot to Trot is a movie
about
horse racing, and it was Bobcat Goldthwait, right? And John Candy was the voice. John Candy was the voice of the horse.
Oh, and his name was Don. So, like, the name of the horse was Don. So you have always dreaming. You have, like, so-and-so. Blah, blah, blah. You have all these things. And then as that, you have, and coming in last, Don. Just the name of that. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's like Thunder Snow, Gormley, Battle Practical Joe. Looking at Lee, Battle of Midway, Fast and Accurate. Coming in last, Don.
Channing, I'm right behind you. Notice how I'm not laughing. Oh, jeez.
So, yo, it is very funny.
Oh, I love it.
Wait, Channing, have you seen Hot to Trot with Bobcat?
Maybe once.
Yeah, you've seen it. Everybody's seen it.
No, but you know, if you are the one of the owners of these horses, you get a ring like a fat championship ring.
Oh, the way they celebrate when their horse wins?
Oh, you understand. Cool. These guys.
It was like listen, Richard in the
this
finals.
One they get
okay,
roses.
So if your horse before this is worth, let's say, $125,000.
Millions.
Your horse becomes millions, right?
Well, then you make money with the horse
breeding.
Just
breeding that
breeding
horse.
Because you don't – that horse might never race again just because they just want
to – They might not want to race him again.
They might never – especially if it wins a Triple Crown.
Don't
like,
they
– What?
This is an – don't they kill the horse?
No, if they get hurt.
If it gets hurt.
Oh, okay.
If it gets hurt, okay. Yes.
If it gets hurt, they might kill it or they might stud
just
it
retire
out.
Him to
just retire him, yeah.
Yes, and they stay because
but
in
they don't
Oregon,
want
there's a place where they actually have retirement homes – for these horses. Oh.
Not it.
Not it.
That was Ghost.
Oh.
I said not it. Rod,
I got it.
Rafa.
Can we take one second?
Coming.
And so on my Snapchat a couple of weeks ago.
Are you and Richard Darren, wearing the same shoes?
No. Darren had this massager. Darren had this massager on it.
Boo! Sorry. I forgot I was on mic. So.
Yeah. So,
No. Just put the little chain on there so we don't have to keep getting
it. Everyone's
yeah,
so.
Oh, right, yeah. So we got this massager from Darren had this massager.
From Sky
Mall. So I Snapchatted Braun on it, just making fun of it. And then all of a sudden, next thing we know, we have 15 of them in our locker room for every one of the guys. And Allie, how is the massager?
Allie has been
She hasn't taken it off.
How's the massager?
It is the greatest thing in the world.
I'm not going to lie. I Snapchatted it once I got it. And I was like, look at this thing. And everybody's like, you were making fun of Braun. I was like, yes. But I'm telling you right now, it's worth it.
What's the name of it? Maybe we are road tripping. Get one each, too.
I don't know. I forgot the name of it.
What's the name of that little massagey thing you got?
It's so good. When I tell you guys this, and they gave it to us. They gave it to our team. I'll say this. But what I will say is for $125, there's going to be a lot of Mother's Day gifts.
You can get your mother.
Mother's Day. This is definitely going to go to my mom and grandmother. This thing is amazing.
Oh, and it's heated.
Yes, and it's heated.
It's heated? Ooh.
Yes. We already got it free, so don't think that this is an endorsement. But, Channing, what are you doing?
Hey, I was going to ask you guys, is there anything kind of like the Kentucky Derby?
That
you guys haven't got to experience yet?
There are lots of things that I haven't experienced. One, going to the moon.
That you want to?
Mars is definitely something that I want
to. Having twins.
Having twins. No, I don't want fucking twins.
Oh,
Jesus.
I do.
Never loved twins.
Yeah, it makes one of us. Channing, you have to stop making those noises.
Oh,
like,
sorry.
Dude,
sorry, I forget, man.
Channing, what's on the menu today? What did you order?
Ooh, I ordered a little bit of cauliflower. Ooh, tempura battered cauliflower. And then we got some pork buns.
Did we not order room service? Did you order the
same
thing?
Oh, we ordered room service, too.
Two?
Yeah, we ordered a lot. Ooh, these pork buns looking delicious.
There's so much food here.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all don't like eating?
Channing has a bit
pork
of a problem.
Pork ramen. What is that, Richard?
Oh, my God. Have you not had one of these?
I don't know, guys.
We're going to get fat real quick. Pork buns. Whoever knows about pork buns, come get your boy.
No. There isn't anything that I haven't been able to
really experience.
There are things. Like, I want to be able to go to Coachella. You want to be able to go to –
How about the Fry Festival?
No, not that.
I wanted to talk about this the other day because someone tweeted how you were in game two. Why does this keep shutting off? In game
Did I play
two,
good or bad at Fry
when you were just having a heyday and hitting your shots on Fry Island, that you were having a heyday on Fry Island, hashtag
oh, man.
Fry Festival.
Don't hashtag me on that. I saw them meals.
Did you hear about that?
I've been hot, yes. Man, listen.
Yeah, that's
would happened. You go back?
To the Fry Festival?
Would
no, you have
go
to change
to
the name. You have to change the name.
No. No way.
Yeah?
No.
My thing is this. It's like you're paying $12,000 to get the best of the best, and you get a bread and cheese plate with some old ragamuffin salad?
And the drinks are warm?
What drink is warm?
You heard about Fry Festival, right?
I mean, I didn't know the drinks were warm. That is the last straw.
Well, I watched Good Morning America, and they had a guy who
what'd he say?
Who wanted to go to Fry Festival. Uh-huh. So last minute, he got the tickets, and he went. And when he showed up, there was no food. There was no place to stay, and the drinks were warm. So while they were trying to kind of, like, cater to everyone, trying to get everything working and making sure it was going to go on.
Right.
That's what all these – they ran out of food.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like a big –
How do you do that?
Well, no, they – I
how do
one
– How do you do that?
One, when Axe started backing out, when you're not getting the money for tickets sold, because instead of you lose money when you pay for everything and you wait for tickets to get sold. Situations like that happen where they book everything and wait for the tickets to get sold to pay the vendors.
Yep.
Right? So as the money comes in, then we're going to pay the vendors. So when the money wasn't coming in, then you're not paying vendors. Vendors started backing out. They started, you know, Axe started, Blink 182 backed out. And it just, those are things that, I don't know, man. When something seems too good to be true, you just have to kind of, you just have to call it a day.
Before the race goes off, and since you guys are ramen lovers, how about this? Which one of these would you rather have? Pork ramen with fresh ramen noodles and summer vegetables? Mushroom and barley miso ramen, chilled chicken ramen.
I have the
black
mushroom.
Garlic shoyu ramen.
I have the mushroom and barley.
Kimchi
coming.
And barley miso ramen, and crispy catfish shoyu ramen. Those are only one of the few ramens available at Blue Apron.
I have
everything.
A couple on the way.
So somebody's
Ali,
here.
Ali has not been yet. Getting the orders from BlueApron.com. So you guys got to order some ramen.
Oh, we're going to order that ram dog.
Well, like at least now, I now have something to compare it to.
You guys used to eat ramen noodles when you were kids?
Yes. Nope. No, Channing.
You
Channing,
didn't?
No, Channing had a good life. His chef didn't make ramen noodles. So,
okay.
How nervous do you think these people are?
The people, the trainers and the jockeys.
And the bettors?
It will change your life if you win one of these bad boys.
The jockeys are not.
They're
nervous.
They're not nervous? Were you nervous before the championship game? This is their championship
game.
Yeah, but
this, okay, it's the jockey is controlling a horse.
The
it's
jockey?
Not him. It's you. You're controlling you.
So a coach wasn't nervous? Our coaches
there
weren't nervous?
That
our
this
our
jockey?
Coaches? Channing, stop. You're wrong. The jockeys
I'll be
are
wrong.
Nervous.
I'll be wrong.
Please be wrong on this.
I'll be wrong. Like, I'll be wrong. Fuck you, but I'll be wrong.
Thank you. Say fuck me, but whatever you want. These jockeys are nervous. Well, there's an anxiousness. Like, whatever. This is
anxious. There we go. That's a better word.
Yeah, okay. That makes Channing feel like he's contributing.
Thank you. No. You pour the sauce in that, Richard.
I know, Channing. I appreciate it.
You know what?
What? Guys. I'm being mean to Channing.
Our listeners.
If you guys were the size of a jockey, would you do that?
No way.
No, so you know these jockeys have a really kind of fucked up life.
Yeah.
In San Diego, because we've been to one of them.
Thank you.
They
you're the best. Yes, please.
Channing.
Yes, this is what the people want. They want to know what we're doing.
They don't
dog.
Need you to hear you say thank you and just have random conversations and boo people as they come in.
Well,
that's not.
Oh, okay, well, but
true. True. Okay.
This one.
Because you understand, like, some people might listen to it with headphones, so, like, when I get the loud boo in my ear, there's a loud boo that goes
Speaking about telling people where you are, do you tell them when are we right now, since we're going to be posting after the fact?
Toronto.
Well, we are in Toronto, but I would hope they would.
We're up 3-0.
Oh, we are up 3-0.
Are we?
Are you?
Can you guys talk about I always ask you the same question as fans, as players, teammates, about LeBron's two left-handed moves. with the spin
at
the top of the line.
This is the thing. We've seen Kyrie do that. Yeah, like a thousand times.
I know, but Kyrie.
But it's like it's one of those things where, you know, there are lots of things that he has in his arsenal, and it's a borderline unfair. So we get that, but and it's just part of it. It is part of who he is. It's part of what he can do as a player. If you see the shit that we see every day, like fans get to see highlights. Fans get
we
to watch
see
games.
Him.
We see him every day. So when he does this stuff, when he spins a ball, when he it's just kind of like, yeah, whatever. Whatever, dude. Get back on defense. You know what I'm saying? It's like, whatever. Make sure you block out, man. I'm not impressed with this
shit
anymore.
Throw the ball to me, folks.
Yeah, it's like,
stop
come on, dog. Yeah, seven turnovers. Like, come on, man. Like, I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah, Bron, what do you got, like 32-9-9? You should have had 34. Weak.
You did say that to him at practice the other day when he was shooting free throws.
What did I say?
You're like, Bron, you sucked last night. You only had 30. And then he missed the free throw.
Oh, yeah. Damn, you be paying too much attention, folks.
I focus.
Stop being all about business, girl.
Yeah.
Damn.
Darren Williams told me that.
Saying what?
Oh, stop being
right
when
he
business.
Right when he got here, I don't think he understood like my role and just how like.
What is your role, LA? I think a lot of people want to know this. What is your role?
What kind of access? Do? Well, I'm referring to like when Darren was like, "Why are you eavesdropping?" I was in the huddle. So
well, you know what? Though, but we have different access than other teams allow.
Oh, we do. Yeah. I think there's very
so that's one thing to make clear that.
There's some few players
coming from outside, they see you or us in practice, for example.
There's very few people in my position of the regional broadcasters. There's 30 of us, obviously, one per team. Very few that actually get to be inside huddles. I think like a handful.
Yeah, hey, not to diminish that, but what's in our huddle? Hey, LeBron or Kyrie or Kevin, go score, get a double team, and then pass to the guys that shoot.
Are you really
well.
Disrespecting T. Lou like that, saying
no,
that that's
I,
all that happens in our huddle?
Wow. It's being sarcastic. Okay.
That's the train going by and chanting under it.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Because
chanting, not everybody knows you're being sarcastic.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. Nobody knows I'm being sarcastic.
I'm saying, what if this is the first time someone's listening?
Well, then you should have started from the beginning.
We are on episode 25.
Ooh, 25. Okay. No, it's not that easy.
Well, Channing, it's episode 24.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I'm well, kidding. It's actually less than that.
Yeah, way less.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, funny. Hey, Kentucky Derby, look at these horses. They're cool.
Channing, I was just going to have your back.
Nope.
So you're going with Guanabara?
Carnivore.
I got Patch.
I'm going with Always
Dreaming.
Oh, right
there. Aw. And Patch is beautiful.
Does anybody know
they're all beautiful.
why they go in pairs like that?
Tell us, Channing. Tell us. Give us a tidbit.
No, I'm not going to give you nothing.
No, we're asking questions.
The horse to have company.
They don't want to be alone. No, no. I want the people to tell us. To tell me.
Channing, I'm going
to I don't know. I have an assumption.
What's the assumption, Channing? Tell
My
us the assumption.
My assumption, right, is that most of these horses are males, correct?
Most of them.
All right. Whether these horses are males or females, they are companions who they work out with. It's a comfort zone. So they have these horses walk next to those comfort zones as like, you know, when you listen to your music before going into a game or if you walk in with your wife or your boyfriend or your cousin, it doesn't matter. You're in a comfort zone. So what they do to keep the calm.
Is this true or is this true? Or are you this is a pretty like.
This is what he thinks.
This is what you think, or this is what you've heard?
This is what I think.
Allie is really – how's the massager going over there?
Allie, now it's making me sick.
Why is it making you sick?
Because it's a lot. It's strong.
That's –
oh,
digging
God. Into my muscles.
Okay,
you want
to – okay. No, this is PG.
Canning's turn with the massager.
Let me see what this is
so
talking
good,
about. I got it at the crib, dog. I got it at the crib. I'm about to massage myself.
Yeah, so we're up 3-0. What are you doing?
Did it die?
It's probably dead. Ah, that's what you get.
Horses are not loners by nature, so it's common practice for thoroughbreds to keep a horse known as a companion pony for friendship
so
and
you
support.
Knew this. What are you, you
I
knew
did
this.
Know
the
that.
Friends
I did
that
know
accompany race horses both on the road and at home are not limited to horses. However, dogs, sheep, goats, and even chickens have served as companions. That's not the
so
one
we're asking. So you knew this, and you just did. You wanted to kind of like –
It's kind of like the Bud commercial with that dog. Remember that Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah.
With so the dog that lives in the barn.
I just want to know why you're trying to act like this is my assumption. Like, this is the truth. You knew the truth.
Well, first of all, you guys think that I exaggerate a lot, so I was just making sure that my facts.
Well, you exaggerated about not knowing the truth. So you weren't exaggerating.
Well, it was just, listen, I wanted to make sure. I didn't look it up. I didn't know the correct.
You didn't know? That sounds like a pretty accurate assumption.
No, that's pretty accurate.
That's a pretty accurate.
I was actually shocked myself on that one. I was pretty, I had a great time at the Kentucky Derby.
No one told you
For
that.
Some reason, I felt like it
somebody
was
told me that, who was very fluent in. Who actually had his family had actually won a Kentucky Derby, but we had a couple mint juleps before this, so I didn't know if he was bullshitting me or.
Can you guys give me the inside scoop since we are in the middle of games 3 and 4? So, game 3 happened last night. Game 3 was played on Cinco de Mayo. LeBron James told Drake, "Where are we going for margaritas?" On me after the game last night.
He doesn't drink margaritas.
He who? LeBron
doesn't drink
he drinks margaritas on Cinco de Mayo. Everyone drinks. I don't drink Corona. But on Cinco de Mayo, I fuck a Corona up.
Channing, have you ever been iced?
Too many times.
Really?
Okay, you asked me a question. I gave you an honest answer. Yes, too many times.
So you've been iced before?
Yeah.
Where you get down
shout out
your knee,
to
Smirnoff. Send us a bottle.
Shout out to my boy, Matt Brazzi.
We're going to count the amount of shout outs.
Oh, my God.
Have I met Matt Brazzi?
No, no. He's a head coach for the
I've just heard about him.
D-League Vipers.
That's right.
They got second. They got cheated.
Speaking of that, though, last night, you guys were so kind to Eddie.
Big Sexy?
He was so excited to get his award.
How do you know he was excited?
I could see a smile on his face. He put it above his head like you guys hoisted your championship trophy last year.
You got to give it to the fans here, though. They really gave him a nice ovation.
Yeah, they did. Absolutely. What are you eating now?
Dude, they're pork dim sum. Dude, did you want one?
No.
God, you guys don't ever eat with us. You guys are so
skinny. I do eat. I just can't do two things at once.
It's the same style of food.
I mean, I can't. No, I can't eat and talk and all that at once. I'm not a very good multitasker. Are
you're
you
a woman and you can't multitask?
I cannot multitask.
Oh, my Lord. Well, guys.
What, Richard? What?
Rafa, tell us about where you're from so we can eat real quick so you don't hear us chirp. And go.
Maybe I should just start translating the podcast into Spanish while you guys eat.
No. Just, Rafa, where are you originally from?
Wait, Channing, do you know Spanish?
I think Channing is the one that speaks the most
Spanish
out of everybody.
Spanish is muy fácil.
Fácil. Whoops. I was born in El Salvador, in Central America. The war kicked me out when I was like 15, came to New York. I came from a country that the tallest building was a 20-story building. I'm moving to New York City. So the transformation was a bit heavy.
What part of New York?
New York City.
Okay.
Like I started in Long Island and then in New York City, where I lived for like 25 years.
Wow.
Took 4 years in Boston to go to school.
Ooh, Boston.
Boston, yeah. I didn't like Boston. I was poor there, so every time we go back there, I hate it. I don't care what anybody says about Boston. I was
poor.
Sorry,
and I'm not going to lie. I'm not saying this just for the team or anything like that, but I have not had good experiences in Boston. For me.
In terms of?
Although I grew up. Since when I came, I was a Celtic fan. You know, that's when Larry and Mikael and Robert Parrish, Danny Ainge.
No, I respect the Celtics. I respect the fact that that city loves that team. I'm not a fan of that city. That's just me. It's just the food is good.
And I know you didn't want to talk about it. Ali didn't want to touch it. Or was it you that didn't want to touch the whole Adam Jones thing? But even when like Robert Parrish was there, he used to have issues with that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what kind of issues?
You know, with the whole thing about
racism
and stuff. Oh. You know, Boston was probably the last city to desegregate their schools.
Really?
Yeah. And this is like late 60s.
Ooh, that's so sensitive.
It obviously not everybody's like that because the next day they gave Adam Jones a standing ovation. Obviously, you can't blame everybody for one person, but unfortunately, there's people like that all over the place.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Marky Mark was convicted of a hate crime.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Which hate crime?
Yeah, what did he do?
I think there was – I'm not 100% sure. I think there were some anti-Semitic things he might have said. He might have beat up some guy. Yeah, it was bad. He got convicted. He's been trying to get it off his record.
When I was in school, he actually made a song about it with the background of
I'm gonna knock you out.
No. What's the name of that Lou Reed song that is very famous? Ali came from Miami, FLA.
Yeah.
Walking the Wild Thing. Walking the Wild Side, yeah, Wild Thing, whatever.
I
wild
remember
side.
That song.
He made a song about there was a case when a guy who had his wife pregnant shot the wife. And then shot himself and called 911 and said, like, you know, a black guy just shot me, whatever. And basically, you were brown or anything darker than that, you were guilty until proven innocent, until they found whoever was.
Yeah.
And finally, it was an insurance scam.
Yeah.
The guy and his brother wanted to collect the money on the wife's death, so he jumped off the Tobin Bridge when they got, like, close to him. But, you know, Marky Mark made a song about that, so.
No, that's nutty. They're putting the horses
they're
in.
They're in the gate. Channing is having...
Is the track this a mess, the entire thing?
Yeah, because it rained. They run it whichever scary. Way. You know, inside there's grass. That's what they run, the Kentucky Oaks, which is like another big race today.
Oh,
they're off.
That's it?
Oh, yeah, that's off. It. There we go.
Here we go.
Number two. Oh, one guy's already hurt. Oh, he's hurt.
One guy's already hurt.
Oh,
he doesn't like the dirt.
Yeah, that sucks.
Who is it?
Damn.
Someone's night.
Some horse didn't like the water splashing on him. This is the first time they run this long, and the first time probably they run in this type of condition.
I can't believe they didn't cover the track.
What do you mean
they
cover
don't.
The track?
But I'm saying cover it so that it would be
it,
like dirt.
No, because the other – there's like 7, 8, 10 races.
And so you can't
cover it.
No, but
I'm
what's
just,
amazing –
I'm talking about cover it. This doesn't look like this rain happened in the last, like, 2 hours.
Oh, it has happened in the last 2 hours. I was literally at a restaurant watching it rain as they run.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
And what's amazing about this race is that this is the only time these horses are going to do this race. It's not like they've been preparing for it. They're 3 years old, and they only get the chance one chance to run it. And the Cleveland horse is second.
I was almost going to pick State of Honor.
State of Honor, 54-1. He's leading halfway.
Yeah.
Half a mile.
Number 10 is not going to win, huh?
Who was the one that dropped out?
I don't know.
100% it's number 10.
He was always dreaming.
That boy did twist. He twisted his
La Mega's horse.
Where did always dreaming come from?
Okay, but look. Okay,
always
so
dreaming.
What's
Richard's
crazy
pick.
Is.
That's the Cleveland horse.
The blue guy.
Yeah, but
right?
He's not going to finish
picked,
right.
Wait. Richard picked always dreaming.
No. The horse in the blue, if he was closer to the front, I think he would have won.
What are you talking about?
Chance nowhere
no
to be.
Sense.
Down the stretch they come.
The horse in the blue, if he was closer to the front.
Look at him. Watch. He's
always
he's a
dreamy. The Cleveland horse is going to pull off.
No, he's sleepy.
Come on.
No, he ain't.
Sleepy.
He's running on the dry side of the track, too.
See?
He's on the inside. Come on, Cleveland.
Oh, that boy's killing.
He Cleveland
killing.
Keeps on winning, man. Come on.
He killing.
What do you mean, Cleveland?
He's yeah. the owners are from Cleveland.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's got no dirt on him. That's
always Dreaming's owner owns the station where the cat might broadcast in Spanish airs in
oh,
Cleveland.
Oh, it's that trainer. It's
no.
the same
no,
trainer.
No,
he
Bob
won
Baffert.
45.
That's not Bob Baffert.
Dude, he's won 45-something races.
That's not Bob Baffert, if that's who you're thinking.
It's Robert Effort.
Jesus, I can't. Always Dreaming. Everyone,
look at this. Wait till you pull up his stats.
That first heard.
Look at this guy. He looks like he should be like following around the president.
I call Bob Baffert. Oh, they have GoPros on the horses. That's not the horses.
It's next to the horses.
The Cleveland streak continues.
How about this sideline reporter? Could you imagine? Speaking of multitasking,
she's in a horse. She's on a horse and she has a camera on her helmet.
That's just,
but
know,
what I'm saying is, riding a horse.
She's a next ride. She's a next. Oh, he is, but there's another lady, Donna Brother, who used to be
He's got not a speck of dirt on him. It's always great to be
he's
in front.
He's 4'4",
riding a 500-pound
horse.
Look at the horse next to him. I'm talking about because he was in first place. That's why I was referencing that.
Oh.
I'm not talking about because of his size.
Oh. Hey, these dumplings are good, though.
Yeah, way to change the subject.
So, man, I mean, you know what? We do this a lot. And
I feel like you've gotten more into doing it. You like it?
What, podcasting?
Is that what you're talking about?
Ellie, you can't ask me these questions. Mind your damn business, girl. Listen, no, I hate this shit.
You're lying, Jenny. We've always known you were lying.
When you dedicate half your Players Tribune article to the podcast.
Yeah, that's
they
kinda
asked me about it, and I gave them an extensive thing. And you weren't supposed to read it, so that's okay.
Oh, it was
dude, he is gone. For that horse to stay in the front like that is actually quite crazy.
Oh,
he wasn't in the front the whole time.
He
came out of nowhere
him.
After the front turn, the first turn.
So what they're so sometimes depending on the horse, what they told me is if you keep a horse, they made me more like left eye dominant, which is like when they run, they look out their left eye. So if they don't see anything, they'll run as fast as you tell them to run.
Look at that. Gosh.
Look at that beautiful animal.
And the best thing about it is that only the first guy seemed to have been hurt, or hopefully it was just the water that bothered the horse on the
it looked like it
coming
was,
out
it,
of the gate.
Yeah, it looked like it was bucking more than it was hurt.
Yeah, but it was weird. Because he came off. Usually when they open the gate,
in Del Mar, I've literally seen them put the sheet up.
Oh,
and, like,
no.
Yeah, take a horse down.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Shoot, what do? They, like, they give him a kiss?
They pick up the ambulance misery. And everything, yeah.
Yeah, called putting out of their misery. What? Yes. I've seen him put the sheet up. Oh, man. Yeah. That's not that trainer, by the way, Channing. The famous one.
It's not?
No.
He looks famous.
He does. He looks like him, same, like, silver hair, but he's got more of it.
Oh. Well,
Rafa can Google it. It's Bob. Is it Bob Baffert?
Bob Baffert, yeah.
Yeah, that's him. This is the first year in years he hasn't had a horse. Ask me how I know that. I don't know.
He used to be beaten all the time by Wayne Lucas, Wayne Lucas, who was an old dude with the big dark glasses, and now Wayne Baffert. He won the Triple Crown a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Not with the same horse.
That's what I was thinking.
One of his horses won the Triple Crown, meaning the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont.
That's nutty. Allie.
Look at this guy.
We're game three.
All right, what do you want? Let's talk
what about Kyle Korver? Finally getting a little room.
Yeah, do something,
You
Kyle.
Know what, dude?
Make a shot. It's about time.
I told Kyle.
How about his defense, though?
Well, I think Kyle.
Okay.
He had a couple blocks.
Kyle's
okay.
underrated. What do you mean
No, I'm saying Kyle is so good. He's above average on defense. He is just disgustingly good at shooting. So all everybody cares about is shooting. And sorry, I got a little sensitive.
Sorry,
he tries super hard, man. I think he does not get enough credit for his defense. Like, he's always where you need him to be. He does exactly what you need. Like, he may not be the most athletic, but
Are you sensitive because you feel like you get viewed and talked about in the same way?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know.
But my question is, obviously Toronto has been staying on top of him.
Yeah.
Just not to give him any room. But yesterday, last night in the fourth quarter in game three, he finally at the beginning, he started the run, the 23 run that we had in that.
Well, and that's the one thing about him is that you can't leave him.
Too quick shot.
Kevin's going to come.
And you can't. You can't leave him.
Sorry.
Way to surprise everybody, Channing. You can't really leave him. So that just opens things up for Channing. That opens things up for Bron, Kyrie, Kev, for the entire group. So having him makes things a little bit easier. Well.
You said Kevin's going to come join us?
Maybe.
You mentioned about Chomper in the first series. Remember when JR got hurt in the in the second game at halftime? This series, he's been amazing too defensively. Yesterday, again, covering for JR who was in foul trouble.
Channing, tell us.
No, I was going to say this. Like, when you think about this, we're beating Toronto. We have the same record during the regular season. We're almost tied at the end of three quarters. Coach says, hey, Channing, this is not your time. Sacrifice for a team. I say, Coach, I got you.
Channing, Coach said those words to you? The coach said those words to you. Please.
He looked at me.
Come on, man. Let him tell the story, man.
No,
let me tell my story.
It sounded good.
No.
It sounded good. Chang. He looked at me in the eye, and that's what his body language said.
Like,
everyone listening, you guys think I'm mean to Channing. Like, he was about to tell a bold face. Like, he has a smile from ear to ear.
Let's
right
hear it. Let's hear it anyway. Let's hear it.
You know I'm joking.
Let's hear it anyway.
Oh, it's not good.
I say
is joking.
Dude, it sounded like Hoosiers.
Oh, jeez.
Right, but I'm saying is, like, you look at that lineup. Tristan, Braun, Shump, Kyle, Darren. Mm-hmm. Have we ever played that lineup? I don't think so.
Well, we not until this series when he had, when coach adjusted
series,
in the first game
exactly,
in the first game
because they were small, and so you look at these guys, they haven't had a lot of time together playing, and they come out there and absolutely dominate. So everybody has to be ready to play with everybody, even if you never even played with some of these guys. You think about like the last series, right? We're down 26, and coach is like, we're going to put LeBron and basically four shooters out there, and we come back. So you look at this series. We're down maybe, what is it, two, maybe one?
Two at the end of three, yeah.
Okay. And we come back, and we go on a 21-3 run?
22-3, yeah.
What? Like, what lineup? A lineup that's never been together? It's amazing about our team, and it just shows the chemistry we have and like, how – we can come together and how guys just know their role on a team. And, sorry.
No, it's fine. It doesn't matter if it drips. It's a hotel. So there was just a party foul. I spilled red wine, but luckily because of these carpets aren't my own.
Red wine vinegar.
Well, I bet you that everybody in the Road Tripping Podcast universe wants to finish listening to hearing Channing's story when coach told him he had to take one for the team.
So when coach came to you and told you.
I looked at him. I said, it's okay, coach. I got you.
And you told Kyle, come on, Kyle, get in there.
I said, I said, Tristan.
He makes it seem like this is Remember the Titans. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Right. And said, I looked at
Tristan in the eye and said, do it for me, Tristan.
Yeah.
All we needed was the suspense music just keep going up in volume when Channing is telling the story.
Listen, you know, some guys just love putting out flames, don't they, man? This is ridiculous,
coach,
man.
Coach didn't tell you shit.
Just, no,
coach,
no, he did.
Down
he looked
at the bench and said, Kyle, not Channing. That's when you looked at me and you're like, well, I'm done.
Didn't he say Channing first, though?
No, he did. And then what happened was when I went in, they took another player of theirs out. So
yeah,
they know
came
it's barbecue Ibaka. Chicken when I go in when a certain guy goes in.
Did
and so they switched.
Did you steal that line from Charles Barkley?
No, I stole it from Shaq.
Oh.
Because in Phoenix, all the Phoenix guys stole it from Shaq. And then we would say that, right? So this here's a funny story. Somebody on Phoenix.
We'll do the judge of that.
Okay, this is very – fuck you, Richard. Somebody on Phoenix was guarding a certain someone. Okay.
I love the details.
And they had 24 at the half. So they come in. They're down four. So this one person has 24 at the half. They're down four. I'm not on the team at the time, but I play with 90% of these players except for Shaq. So the guy who's getting barbecued.
It was Amari, wasn't it?
What? Who? What a dick.
What do you mean, what a dick? Amari's not even in the NBA anymore. You can tell it. You don't have to worry about him.
Okay, all right. Good point.
Tell any story you want about Amari.
Okay, cool.
Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah, he was getting a barbecue chicken. They were playing Golden State. I think it was like Kalina Azubuki. It's a bad matchup. Yeah. Anyways, so he has 24 at the half, and Amari goes, hey, man, somebody needs to guard Kalina. Hey, somebody needs to guard Azubuki so we can win this game. You know, something of that sort. And Shaq was like, looking around, was like, I think that's you smell like barbecue chicken. Yo, so all the guys on the team are dying laughing. I guess, like, you know, from then on, everyone just kind of agreed that the barbecue chicken. And then you know what? Look, there have been times when it goes from the barbecue chicken to the portobello mushrooms to the prosciutto with asparagus. And then once you get to the pork shoulder and the tri-tip, that means it's super barbecue chicken.
What? Pork shoulder and asparagus and prosciutto? That means it's super barbecue chicken? You just said
there's levels of the chicken that it gets to. Last night, Braun got to prosciutto and asparagus.
And what's the next?
I forgot. Wait, hold on. Okay, so it's prosciutto. Tri-tip.
And then?
pork shoulder.
Are you interested in the ladder?
Yeah,
in the picking order?
Yeah, I need to see where he's at.
I never. Oh, listen. I've seen that boy whole pork, whole pig, 150-pound pig on that spit now.
Who will slow him down?
Himself? If he gets tired or like he has a cold or something, I don't know. It's like, what are you going to do? Honestly, what, like, as a player, what are you going to do? How are you going to guard that? Listen, I'm going to tell you this, man. On this team, I never, like, if you are, like, you got to be a man about your game and your confidence and everything, because some days you'll play 30, other games you may play 4, and it has absolutely nothing to do with you as, like, a person. It is who you are on the basketball court. So, Kyle sometimes will play 35 minutes. Sometimes Kyle's going to play 15. Channing, big dog, Fry Island. Some days it ain't
there's
you,
no ferry to the island.
No, there ain't no ferry to that island. Listen, this is dual survival. Listen, it'd be like that. But as long as we win, I don't care.
All that matters
is, guess what? If we win, I'm not – if you think JR didn't have a shirt off, I didn't know. I was trying to keep it, like, very calm last year because I didn't know how champions are supposed to act. I don't give a fuck. Shirt off Shoddy this year. Oh, I'm literally eating just for that moment when I think – no, salmon. Should I do 10 abs?
Just for the shirt,
no,
for the top-end moment.
My dog, oh. Big Kevin Webby.